This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Baby, please try to forgive me. Stay here, don't put out the glow. Hold me now, don't bother. If every minute it makes me weaker, you can't save me from the man that I've become. Oh yeah, looking back on the things I've done, I was trying to be someone. I played my part, kept you in the dark. Now let me show you the shape of my heart. Boom, boom. Sadness is a beautiful loneliness that's tragical. So help me, I can't win this war. Oh no. Touch me now, don't bother. All right, I'm done. Welcome to the Solomon Ray Podcast. I'm your host, Solomon Ray. And again, bitch, I'm tired, bitch. Yeah, really tired. Hormones jumping like a motherfucking disco. I don't know really what's going on. I feel like I got hit by a bus. Just really holding on. Yeah, this is like my third energy drink of the day. I'm almost done. Gotta probably take a pre-workout and just hope for the best to keep my eyeballs peeled. Great way to start the show, I'm sure. Anyways, want to give a shout out to the girls who rated this podcast 5 stars and 5 stars only. We have a review, says, hope you're good and thanks for the new episode. Hey, Solomon, love you down to the ground. I had to come write another review just in case I was thinking maybe we were getting punished for no reviews. But I literally just got the notification as I'm typing this, that you posted a new episode. So yay, I'm about to go listen right now while I pack for this Vegas trip tomorrow. It's NBA Summer League right now, so you know the girls have to get out there and twirl. I appreciate the new episodes, though, because I know you've been going through it lately, but I hope everything is at least a little bit better for you by now. Love you, Solly Poo. Thank you so much. You didn't put your name, so thank you. It's just a bunch of Q's and X's and Z's. So thank you so much for that review. And wishing me well, bitch. I'm still not good. No, but I'm good. I really can't really fucking complain. But shout out to the girls who have rated and reviewed this podcast 5 stars and 5 stars only. If you are ever inclined to write a very glowing review for this podcast, it's really giving NPR podcast. It's giving investigative journalism. You know, I really should have really honestly won a Nobel Peace Prize for my investigative journalism for Britney Spears. Like, not for nothing, the girls knew a lot more detail through my podcast than what the documentaries and everything else was really giving out. Investigative journalism. But yeah, what have I been up to? I can't even believe it's Thursday right now. I just feel like I just got on this fucking bike, bitch. I saw my doctor last week and he was like, yeah, girl. He was looking at my levels and everything. And he was like, yeah, bitch. Are you okay? Like, do you have energy or whatever? But I was spiraling last week. So, of course, I was like on 1,000. So I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I didn't really feel anything, you know. But once I was done with everything last week, Thursday night is when it hit me. But like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and today, I feel like I just got hit by a bus. Yep. Yeah. It reminds me of I think it was summer 2021 when I was just so exhausted and we were trying to figure out what the fuck it was. It was sleep apnea, if I wasn't sleeping enough. Like, they just was trying to figure out all sorts of shit, child. They thought I had a brain tumor. None of that shit. It was just my hormones was just really fucking low. So that's me right now, and I'm just feeling like a fucking, do you ever feel like a plastic bag floating in the wind? Start to try it again. Do you ever feel, bitch, me. Yes, that's what I feel like right now. I feel like a fucking plastic bag floating in the wind, or whatever, drifting in the wind. Speaking of drifting in the wind, I'm kind of really wanting to watch, I've been having like this urge to watch Pocahontas lately. Don't ask me why, but I've been really wanting to watch it. Colors of the Wind really was a bop for me. I feel like out of the Disney movies during the Disney Renaissance being, it started with Little Mermaid, then Beauty and the Beast, then Aladdin, then Lion King, and then it was like Pocahontas, Mulan, and Hercules, and all those things. And like, I think Hunchback of Notre Dame was in there too. But those were considered like the Renaissance. And I feel like Pocahontas gets left in the dust a lot of times. And I just feel like it's one of the best Disney animated films, which it don't get nothing. You know, she's not really, they don't be talking to her. They don't be giving it like she's a Disney princess. Like, she just be like, and I get it. You know, you can't really do like a live action with that, you know. Can you imagine, like, a live-action Pocahontas? Like, oh my God, Disney will be canceled down. What are we talking about? I don't know, child. I think I was just not really going to do a podcast today. Because another thing is, I ain't got nothing to talk about. I ain't been on no phone. I ain't been on no TV. I haven't watched no nothing. I haven't listened to no new podcast. I don't know what's going on in the world. I don't know what's happening. I have no idea what's going on. I've just been working, doing orders, work. That's all I've been doing. I haven't even been at the gym, bitch. I haven't really been eating either. This is actually really bad that I'm saying this all out loud. Because I'm like, now that I'm saying this out loud, I'm like, this sounds really bad, actually, friend. Yeah, doesn't seem that great. And the minute I'm like done for the day, I get in bed and I'm knocked the fuck out. I haven't watched no new TV, nothing. I started watching, what is it called? Animal Planet or Our Planet on Netflix, which I love. I love the little animal shows. But I started watching it the other night while I was in bed, and it was like a episode or like a segment where, like, there's, like, polar bear. Bitch, I don't remember. I was falling in and out of sleep, child. But it was, like, some damn polar bears. And then the mom, it was a mama bear. And then her two, like, polar bear cubs or whatever. I don't know what they're not bears. I don't know, bitch. I don't know. It was a goddamn polar bear, mama and two polar bear babies. And they just had to like climb rocks and swim to find food and stuff. And I think there was like a seagull. And I guess they was hungry. They was like, all three of them was hungry. And they was just like, you know, trekking, looking for damn food. And so the mom ends up killing a seagull or a pigeon or some fucking bird, bitch. And she over here tearing up that damn bird, just eating it, just nom, 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 just tearing up that goddamn bird. And then the other cub comes through and, you know, she munching on a little bird too, just a little bit here and there. But then the, bitch, I'm gonna start crying. This is another reason why it's so bad that my hormones are really out of whack. Because, bitch, I've been so sensitive lately. No, bitch, because so it was the mama bear tearing up that bird and she eating it. But she eating it fast. I'm like, damn, bitch, like, slow down so your babies can eat some of that bird, too. And so the other little cub comes in. She start eating a little thing, too. And then the other little baby was, like, trying to catch up and climb this damn mountain and couldn't make it and didn't have enough energy. And then finally, when the baby finally gets up to where the mama and the other, his sibling is, the bird is gone. There ain't no food for him. And so then it's like, damn, bitch, I climbed up this goddamn rock, this mountain, for some damn food. And now I got to climb all the way back down hungry. Y'all bitches didn't send me. When I tell you, it pissed me off so much. And I wasn't even, like, sad and crying. I was, like, pissed. I was like, I just wanted to punch that polar bear mom right in her fucking snout. I just really want to punch her dead in her nose and be like, how you gonna just not give your baby some food? Are you crazy? Like, what the fuck? I was so pissed. And it's like so illogical. And like, girl, Solomon, shut up. Like, this is just a wildlife and shit like this happens all the time. But I was really fucking distraught. Like, I was screaming in my house. My brother was like, oh my God, what are you doing? Like, he was like, what are you screaming at? I said, look at this. He's not eating. He's climbing up the thing. And there's no fucking food left because these dumb idiots didn't leave no goddamn food. Bitch, when I tell you I was pissed. I don't know. Well, I think it's called Our Planet on Netflix. Watch it if you must. But yeah, I'm sure there's some more fucked up scenarios in there. But it really pissed me off. And then afterwards, they had to climb down that damn rock and get back into that cold ass water and swim. And it's like, bitch, he ain't got no fucking energy. And basically the mom was like not trying to help him at all. And he was just like crying and screeching and still like trying to get up that damn mountain and then needing to like swim and stuff. And I get it. I'm sure like in animal world, you got to teach your kid to be like, bitch, suck it up, bitch. And fend for you. Like, you know, I'm sure it's like a survival tactic, but it's like, damn, you could have left a little chicken wing, a little wing, like a wing or a drumstick for the damn baby. Like, the fuck? You know, that's cold and heartless. You ate that big ass bird, which really crazy is that it really wasn't that big. So I know it's like this big ass like polar bear is like, damn, bitch, this is nothing but a snack for me. But you could have left a little drumstick for the baby. A little wing, something, not even a, like a something. It don't even got to be no breasts, no wing, you know, no thigh, like something, just a beak, anything for the little baby. You didn't give him that, bitch. I'm really pissed off about that. That's what I'm struggling with this week. That's what I'm fucking struggling with this week, bitch. Like, I made me really want to, like Google and look at the credits of, like, bitch, who watched them do this? See, this is why, and, you know, I'm not an animal person. I'm not one of those people who are like, oh, I like animals more than I like humans. I don't. I mean, I feel like you could like both. I'm definitely one of those people who, like, I like both. I like animals and humans. But if it's going to be a human or an animal, I'm always going to pick a human over an animal. I'm not that girl. So, and I know y'all know that about me by now. Like, when they be like, oh, I love dogs and pets more than I love humans. You're weird. You know what I'm saying? If you're one of those people who are like, oh, I like animals more than I like humans, you're weird. Like, how you don't like humans? That's you, bitch. That you're part of that. Like, you're not like you're not a pet. You're not a dog. Okay. You're not a cat. You're not like some pet or, you know, you're part of the human. The thing you're saying you do not like, you're actually that. You're part of that. You sound crazy. But it made me think, like, all that aside, it's like, damn, bitch, like, how y'all filming this damn bear struggling? Help him out. Push him up that rock, bitch. Y'all, I know y'all got food. Y'all get a fucking per diem every day from production for food. I know you got some little Popeyes somewhere. Get that cub, that bear, a little something. I know you got some broccoli in there, like a little lo mein. You know that, bitch, let me tell you something. You know that little cub would tear some lo mein up, bitch. And honestly, I'd be fucking trifling. Because if I would have seen that, if I was on production, I would have been like, pause, turn the cameras off, dead ass. Let me go ahead and let you, mom and sibling, tear this little nasty, disease-ridden fucking seagull up. And I'm going to give this little baby some Panda motherfucking Express. Because I know that it tastes good. And get him a little soup. That's what I would have told production. When they'd be like, when the PA would have been like, all right, so we have some orders. Everybody place your orders. I'm going to do a food run. We're going to come back. I'm like, we going to get one more little two item. Actually, make it a three. Okay? It's going to be half and half. Rice and the little chow mein. The orange chicken, because I know he probably like it. I know he don't fuck with that beef and broccoli, because I feel like the girls who be fucking with the beef and broccoli is very special, because it's like, bitch, who the fuck really... When bitches be like, I'm not want me a little beef and broccoli, you're weird. You're weird. Beef and broccoli is very weird to me. Like, I get it. I get where that's a staple in Chinese food, or like American Chinese food, of like beef and broccoli, but like, it be so much broccoli. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I just want beef. Get the Szechuan or Beijing beef from Panda Express. So I would have gave that little polar bear baby a little three-piece, half and half, chow mein and rice. We would have did, I would have given him a double orange chicken, okay? And I would have probably, no, I would have, yeah, I would have did the double orange chicken for him. And, what's the thing I think he'll like? The walnut shrimp. Because he probably likes shrimp. That's what I would have given him. And probably an egg roll, too. But not them nasty-ass egg rolls that are vegetarian and just got fucking lettuce or cabbage in them. Because it's like, bitch, what in the fuck is that? Get that off the menu. I mean, like... Maybe it's just I feel like I lived in a void, but I feel like there was definitely a sector in American history where we were ordering egg rolls and it had no goddamn meat in it. It just had fucking shreds of a cabbage and carrot. What am I supposed to do with that? All I can do is drown it in some damn duck sauce. So yeah, I would have to give him a good old meat-filled egg roll, and I'm going to make sure he eat it and only he eat it only, and the mama don't get none. And maybe the sibling, I might let the other sibling nibble on a couple morsels of the orange chicken, but not too motherfucking much. Because you could have saved some for your little brother and your little sister, but you was being greedy. Nasty. Yeah, Netflix is really fucking wrong for that. Because I just can't imagine just sitting there and be like, damn. And now, imagine, like, swimming through Antarctica or whatever fucking ocean that is. It looked cold, bitch. So it's not like it's the Caribbean Sea, bitch. I know it's some fucking cold-ass water. It's some fucking cold Antarctica, North Antarctica, wherever. I don't know that part of the world, bitch. I just know it looked cold on the TV. So when he's swimming on there, it's like, damn, bitch, it's cold. And like, what if he don't make it? What if he, you know, because I didn't know polar bears were supposed to be swimming for that long. And from what I briefly remember, because I was dozing in and out of sleep, is I guess the polar ice caps or whatever is melting or some shit, global warming shit, bitch, I don't know. And I guess the polar bears is just like spiraling because they normally just know how to walk through, you know, ice. And so I guess they're just like, damn, bitch, there's no ice for us to fucking walk on. So we're just swimming. And like, I guess like polar bears are not supposed to be swimming for that long. Like, just build a fucking retreat for the polar bears, bitch. What is the problem? Like, there needs to be a sector. I need to create a whole campaign, or if not a campaign, at least a YouTube channel where I talk about Solomon fixing the world. A Fixing the World by Solomon. Because it's, like, crazy. Like, bitch, just fucking build some igloos for the polar bears. Just build a cute little retreat for the polar bears. You know what I'm saying? Have the salmons cutely on deck for them, because it's like, bitch, I don't want salmon. And I just feel like people who be eating salmon just purposely, it's like, bitch, you're weird. That's some weird shit. Black people, we gotta also let go of salmon. We do. There's more fish out there. There's more fish in the sea for us. Salmon, it can't be everything. We can't have salmon nuggets, salmon burgers, salmon every day. It's not for, like, let it go. Delicious. Let it go. What was I even talking about? So yeah, aside from that, just been fucking tired, bitch. Right now there is a sale with Sorbet Beauty. It ends Monday at midnight Pacific Standard Time. So I put the timer on it. So, cause you know, sometimes, not throwing myself under the bus, but like sometimes I'd be like, oh, it ends on Monday, and I'd be forgetting. And the girls just be like swooping in on the sales, not telling me. But it does end at midnight, Monday at midnight Pacific. So it is a buy one, get one half off the whole site. So you get very much on there, child. It's just Coochie Clorox, the large collagen serum, and the face cream. That's all we got right now, babe. But it is buy one, get one half off. The small bottle of the collagen serum, as well as the eye cream, as well as a travel size face wash, will be in very short, soon. Probably like a week. I would say like a week. So stay tuned for that. Last week was Gay Pride, child, and all my heterosexual friends wanted to do some gay shit, and bitch, I didn't do none of it. I literally woke up and was just so exhausted. I know you're gonna be tired of me saying, like, bitch, shut up. But no, I really was really tired, and I was able to get out of my plans with my friends for last Saturday, which is nice because I just didn't want to be out in the club. I just don't want to be out in the club. I don't want to be drinking like that. I don't want to be in no hot heat, bitch. I don't want, like, loud music. I don't want to be in that stuff no more. And I don't know what about me has changed. I've been changing, I would say, honestly, Labor Day of last year when I went to Atlanta and literally had to change my flight and was like, bitch, get me the fuck out of here. Y'all are wiling. Ever since then, I've been like really not in the mood to ever be in any sort of nightlife, club setting, bar setting. I'm just like not into it. And more now than ever, I'm just like, I don't want to be out there with y'all faggots. Oop. Just kidding. I don't want to be out there with none of y'all. I don't even want to be out with the straights, to be honest. I mean, I wouldn't mind like a restaurant setting with wine, or like even wine tasting. I'm into stuff like that. But it got to be like climate control, got to be shade, but not even shade, bitch. It needs to be AC. Okay. I need comfortability. Otherwise, I could just stay home. You know what I've been into more now lately is like, not because I'm not antisocial at all. It's not about that. I'm not depressed. I'm not none of that shit. But it's like, I just rather be at home. I'd just rather be at home or in somebody's house. I'd rather just sit up on the couch with a glass of wine and kiki and talk. Because that's the thing, when you be going out to these places, bitch, you can't really talk to people because it be loud as fuck, music be loud, drinks be doo-doo, and everything fucking high and expensive right now. So I'm like, bitch, I'm over here spending $300 to just go out. And then got to Uber back home because I can't drink and drive. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, girl, I could just do this shit home and buy me a little $40 bottle of wine and kiki with my friends and have a good old time, honey, and get into the conversations and get into the conversing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all that's what I want to do. I don't want to be out in the club. And it's like, also, I'm really, now that my hormones are just obliterated right now, I don't want to talk to no niggas. I don't want nobody looking at me. Leave me alone, bitch. Sex drive is gone, bitch. It's not even there no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm still like a baddie. Like, it's not like I feel ugly because I've never been ugly a day in my life. but it's not even really like that. It's just, I just don't. I'm also not someone who goes out to meet people like that. I'm only someone who wants to go out to hang out with my friends. So it's like, bitch, I'll just stay home and do that from the comforts of my home. You know? Speaking of home, I don't know if I'm going to move into a house. I know. Listen. So, I mean, I could give the whole rundown, but I'm not because it's none of your business. Not to be rude, but it's not. But it's like... I didn't mean it like that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, just financially, it's hard for me to describe without explaining key assets of my business and my finances. But, there's two different routes to applying for a mortgage. And the route that I'm... The only real option that I really have just requires a lot more money down. And the more I got to thinking about it, I was like, you know what? I mean, I haven't said yes, I haven't said no. But the more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, you know what? I think I'm listening to the universe more. And I've been hitting these roadblocks. And it doesn't make sense to me because in my mind, I'm like, bitch, I have the money. Why? Like, I got my first application for like a home loan for this type of loan. I got denied because literally the reason why I got denied was because I stopped paying rent. So when I moved from New York and moved into my parents' house for January, February, and March, I didn't pay rent. And I mean, I don't pay rent now with my parents. I live with my parents. Are you? I'm not giving them rent. Like, get out of here. But... But you know what I'm saying? I stopped paying rent. And so because I stopped having a housing payment, the underwriter denied me. So I was like, bitch, the fuck? It just seemed really weird and odd. So I've been hitting these weird little like roadblocks. And I finally was like, bitch, it shouldn't be this hard. And maybe the universe is telling you, wait. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to just wait. I'm going to look at some houses to rent myself that are far cheaper. And, you know, because I do want to get back into, I just want to live alone again and get back into creating content and working on things I need to do. And just having my own space. But I'm like, yeah, I think, you know what, I've said this before on the podcast. Sometimes when you keep hitting a roadblock, the first time, let it go. I think, but when it gets to like 3-4 times and it's some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? It's not like it's nothing like substantial. It's not like, oh, bitch, you can't buy the house because you're broke. Oh, bitch, you can't buy the house because your credit's fucked up. Oh, bitch, you can't, you know what I'm saying? It's not that. So I'm hitting all these weird like stipulations and I'm like, bitch, the fuck me not paying my parents rent got to do with anything. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah, well, you know, but you do have to have a housing payment. You have to show that you can pay a housing payment. I'm like, well, wouldn't an underwriter know? Okay, this person moved in with their parents. People do this all the goddamn time to save money. why? Anyways, so what I'm trying to say is sometimes in life, I think when you want something bad enough, you kind of are, there is a glaze of emotion. There is a layer of, you're not really thinking straight sometimes. And not even really that, but I just think if you keep hitting a roadblock, eventually I think it would behoove you to just be silent, step back, look at it, and see like, okay, do I want to keep moving forward? Maybe the universe is telling me something and I might need to listen. And a lot of times in my life, when I've hit these things, I listen. I mean, it took me like a few years to understand this. I mean, I've been doing this for like for about 15 years or so. When I hit these roadblocks, I pause and I listen, and then I create another plan, or, you know, I go the other route, or I do the opposite, and it always works out in my favor. So I think, just to throw this out there with y'all, like, you know, if you keep hitting a roadblock, you know, and you're like, damn, bitch, why is that not happening? Why is this? Sometimes it's best to kind of look at it, step back, and it might be the universe saying, bitch, this ain't for you. This ain't for you right now, but it's not to say it's not for you in the near future. Circle back in 6 months. Circle back in a year, you know? Because, girl, I'm like, well, damn, am I not supposed to have a house? This is crazy. And honestly, bitch, you don't got to tell me not to give you no money, bitch. It ain't. Listen. You don't have to beg me to not give you none of my money, bitch. I can take all my money and keep it right the fuck in this bank account, bitch, and keep it where it need to be, and transfer it to a high yields account and let it create even more interest. So you don't got to beg me to do shit, bitch. I can keep my little coiny shits where they at, bitch. So, Lord Jesus, what are we talking about this week? Nothing, bitch, because I don't even really know. I don't even know what's going on in the world. Let me just go on. What do people do when they want news? Yahoo? Oh, they probably go to TMZ. Let's go to TMZ.com. Kevin Costner, ex, takes tropical vacay with the kids after $120,000 of child support. Okay, cool. All right. Next thing, AMC theater attack. Man gets beat up over seats. Cop looking for suspect. All right, cool. Moving right along. Larsa Pippen, Marcus Jordan, major PDA on golf course. All right, cool. I don't know who these people are. I feel like Larsa Pippen sounds familiar. Kim Kardashian, oh baby, first look at American Horror Story character. Oh yeah, I keep forgetting Kim Kardashian's going to be on American Horror Story. Interesting, cool. I really do like American Horror Story. Ben McKenzie, rips celeb for pushing crypto. I don't know who that man is. Okay, cool. Moving right along. Superstar Pride, rapper charged with murder. Oh, Lord. Not murder, child. I don't even know who Superstar... Not his name being Superstar Pride, bitch. Bitch, not be who you are for your pride. The popular rapper Superstar Pride has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder after police says he's the trigger man in a shooting death. The Panola County Sheriff's Office in Mississippi says deputies were called to a residence Wednesday afternoon where they found a 40-year-old man dead from gunshot wounds. Cops say the ensuing investigation led them to believe Superstar Pride was the suspect. Not his name being Superstar Pride, bitch. Not Superstar Pride. He kind of cute, bitch. Damn. Okay, moving right along. Final destination in real life. Fatal car crash with log truck. Lumber falls on car. Oh my God, that is my worst fear. You all remember Final Destination? When the log hits, bitch. That is very scary. Moving right along. Ariana Grande dating Wicked co-star. following split with hubby. Ooh, wow. Clearly he has probably a nice personality. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. It's given. You know what? Probably a nice guy. Shouldn't say anything. I heard that production for Wicked was like 1 or 10 days away from wrapping up, but with like the strike happening, everything's all halted. Like everything's like no one's working. All right, so moving right along. Vanna White, partially dead. Oh, partial deal. Oh my God. Oh Lord, I was about to lose. I was like, not Vanna. Not me reading partially dead. Oh my God. Partial deal signed with Will. It's going to get ugly if Sony doesn't get more generous. Oh, not her on strike too, bitch. Hold on. What's going on with Miss Vanna? Vanna White has negotiated her deal with Wheel of Fortune, but only the celebrity version, not the syndicated show. And we're told Sony has made it clear they're not receptive to her demands. Ooh. Sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ Vanna's lawyer, Brian Friedman, negotiated Vanna's deal for celebrity Wheel of Fortune. Turns out the deal was up, but her contract for the syndicated show goes for another year. So first things first. Wow. We're told Freeman told Sony Vanna wanted 50% of what Pat was making, but Sony would not disclose Pat's salary for Celebrity Wheel. We hear Pat makes just north of $400,000 an episode. God damn. Jesus. In the end, bitch, who's watching this shit? In the end, we're told Vanna settled for $100,000 an episode, which we're told was a meaningful bump from her last contract. Sorry. As for the syndicated show, we're told negotiations are halted because the writer's strike. Bitch, who writing for Wheel of Fortune? You just spin the wheel. But the parties are far apart. Hold on, pause. I mean, I get, you know, the writers are on strike and stuff like that, and it sucks because I got people who are writers and friends of, like, all that type of shit. So, like, my condolences, my heart goes out to them or whatever it means. But it's also like, girl, I wouldn't be able to do this, but if I was a producer on Wheel of Fortune, I'd be like, bitch, all right, everybody, I get on the group email talking about, all right, these bitches, we can't hire no writers. But let me tell you something, bitch. We meeting at my house. We doing a pizza party, bitch, at my house. And we going to figure out some shit to put in this damn Wheel of Fortune. We going to scramble up some words. We going to use AI and type in some shit, bitch. I don't even think I would do all that. I think I would just log into ChatGPT and be like, bitch, hi, ChatGPT. I am the producer of Wheel of Fortune, and I need you to help me create some episodes until these bitches get back to work. Y'all, we wouldn't be holding no shit up with me, bitch. You're going to be on strike. That's going to be completely fine. You let me know when you're ready to come back to work, bitch, because the show must go on. I wish somebody would be like, bitch, we're holding up the show. Honestly, and I know Pat would be pit. Well, I think Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, I think he's making, they think, I think $400,000 an episode, which is a lot. Bitch, that's crazy. Who is watching this shit? I didn't even know this shit was still on. I mean, honestly, they're both icons. They're both television icons and royalty. But $400,000, and I guess Vanna settled for $100,000 an episode. Vanna, listen. Okay, I get it. Women should be paid equally, blah, 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 blah. However, you are not the host. We love Vanna down. Hear me out, ladies. We love Vanna down. We love the gowns. We love the hair. We love the ensembles. We love Vanna down. I like Vanna more than I like Pat. But we don't ever hear Vanna's voice. All Vanna do is walk from side to side, hit the button. And I guess Pat don't do too much either. But Pat at least talked to the contestants. He keeps a dialogue. He's doing a little something something. But here's the thing. Should she be paid $100,000 an episode and him $400,000 an episode? No. Do I think she could be getting paid $280 an episode and him $400? Sure. Maybe her $340 an episode and him $400? Sure. Do I think they both need to be making $400,000 an episode? Not necessarily. No. Because she's always been, in my eyes, a B cast member. Like, if you look at there's the host of the show, and then she's like the B. Like, he's the A cast, she's the B cast. Still an important part of the show, but not the main host. She's not the host. So, yeah, I think she should be more, get paid more. But also, girl, $100,000. Vanna, not for nothing, girl. Be happy. You still got a job doing this shit. Now, I'm sure Vanna probably got a nice story to tell about how she landed this job, but I'm sure she was probably a struggling actress, and I could be 1,000% wrong, but I'm sure she was probably a struggling actress up in Hollywood, and she just answered some motherfucking ad, and they saw this blonde white bitch, excuse me, this blonde white lady who was... who was pretty and was like, all right, cool, put this dress on and this is what we're gonna do, and she just stayed doing her gig. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just probably caught up, but she was like, she was lucky to be on doing this gig. It's like Mariska or whatever Haggerty, Olivia Benson from SVU. That lady is, she ain't never gonna leave SVU, and I don't want her to leave SVU because she's my favorite. Like, that's the reason why I watch SVU, is because of her. You know what I'm saying? But she got a good gig going on. She got a good gig. Okay? That's a good gig, Savannah. Don't let it go. Like, be happy that people still tuning into this bullshit, because I didn't know no people were still watching this shit. Wheel of Fortune? I mean, it's cute. I'm sure people watch it, duh, clearly. But even if it was Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, I don't give a fuck about that either. You think I'm going to give a fuck about D-list celebrities being on fucking Wheel of Fortune? I wouldn't even tune in. I mean, I don't watch TV like that anyways, but Vanna, you and Pat, you need to be praying and thinking, sweet baby Jesus, y'all got a job, because, girl, there are housewives that don't even make $100,000 an episode, and people are tuning in, okay? TMZ broke the story. Vanna has asked for half of what Pat Sajak makes, which we're told is around $15 million a year. Not Pat Sajak making $15 million a year, bitch. That's crazy. Vanna has made $3 million for the last 18 years with no salary increase. Okay, now that's crazy. 18 years with no salary increase is crazy. Ask for half. I think she deserves half. I will say, if Pat is making $15 million a year, I do believe she deserves half. I, like, 1,000% believe she deserves half of, yeah. I would say, like, she deserves a little more than half. But I think that's definitely reasonable for her to, yeah. Because it's like, it's a duo. Yeah, I see it. Yeah, work, Vanna. Our sources say Friedman asked Sony to use a third party who knows the game show space to evaluate Pat and Vanna's role and importance on the show and then come up with a fair figure. We're told Sony turned thumbs down to that. Turned thumbs down to that request. We're told one of the problems, Sony believes they ended up paying Pat too much. You think? And they don't want to use his salary as comparability. Apparently, that hasn't sat well with Team Vanna. Honestly, that's what it was given. Like, it seems like Pat's getting paid too much. And they already be like, bitch, we paying too much for this fuck-ass show and ain't nobody watching it. Okay, the only thing we can possibly twist it up and get more people watching is if we do the celebrity version. But honestly, listen. And what was I just? I was just saying this not 11 minutes ago, but I was just telling y'all, sometimes when you keep hitting a pushback, sometimes it's nice to just reconvene at a later time. I'm not saying don't advocate for yourself. I'm not saying don't get the money you deserve and stuff. But girl, listen, these studios, it's about to get gangster. That's one thing I do believe. It's about to get real gangster. And they are not budging when it comes to paying people. They are not. They're like, bitch, AI can do all y'all's jobs. So keep asking for some more money. We don't even want to pay Pat Sajak $15 million a year. Vanna, we barely want to pay you the three. Quiet as it's kept, we want to turn the show off. We want to close the show off. We don't even really, it's not making us any money. I'm sure it's making money, but it's like, they probably thinking about things in not a current sense. They're probably thinking of like, where are we going to be in 15 years? Because every industry has had to adapt. The music industry had to adapt to MP3 downloads, and then eventually had to adapt to streaming. Because if you don't, you're going to get left behind. So you like, it's smart to consider AI and consider where things are going to go. Start figuring that shit out now. And I think that's what they're doing. And I think that's the reason why they're like, bitch, we ain't negotiating with shit. Mm-mm. We can shut all this shit down. I think I read earlier today, like, one of the studios was losing $600,000 a week or something like that. And I think maybe, I don't know if it's in a year, or I think this time by the end of the year, that's going to be close to $60 million that the studio is going to lose. And it's like, people are like, oh my God, they're getting hit hard. Like $60 million, like they're going to just fold. They're going to give them, that's a lot of money. You think $60 million is a lot of money to these Hollywood studios? Get out of here. Get out of here. They are green lighting movies with bigger budgets than $60 million to go straight to DVD. But they ain't worried about shit like that. They are not, and I think I said this last week, one person was talking about like, bitch, that's fine. They could be in negotiations. We're not budging. Y'all could lose your jobs and your homes and be in foreclosure. That's fine. We're not budging. So, I mean, Vanna, wish you all the best, girl, because we want you to have all the coins. But I don't know, Vanna girl. I hate to say this, but I'm like, I don't want to get on this mic a year from now and Wheel of Fortune ain't what it used to be, bitch. How long Wheel of Fortune been on? Wheel of Fortune. Let's see how long this shit's been on. Wheel of... Come on! Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. It has been on since 1975. Wow. Yeah, I mean... I don't know, Vanna girl. I wouldn't push it, bitch. I wouldn't push it. I mean, get your money, but I know Pat is sweating balls. I know he's like, bitch, don't make Vanna, you rocking the boat, because they're going to get rid of both of us. I guarantee you, they're going to be like, well, y'all both can go. We had a great run. Oh, there already is celebrity Wheel of Fortune. Oh, this is cute. I didn't even know this was like a thing. All right, cute. Should we do one more TMZ thing? I guess I'll do this when I ain't got shit to talk about. Tupac Shakur Vegas raid ends with intense face-off. Two removed from home. Tupac Shakur Vegas raid. Bitch, what? The home Las Vegas cops raided in connection with the Tupac Shakur murder case was lit up. Bitch, I don't want to. This seems crazy. Moving right along. Let's see what else we got. Let's do one more. Kim Kardashian has some buyer's remorse with Pete Davidson romance. Kim Kardashian is reflecting not so fondly on her relationship with Pete Davidson after her marriage to Kanye West fell apart. And yes, regrets. She has a few. The billionaire entrepreneur discussed this very topic with sisters Kylie and Kendall Jenner on Thursday's episode of The Kardashians, explaining she, quote, jumped into a relationship so fast with Pete following her divorce from Kanye. Kim says, it's got my mind away from stuff, and that's not a way to run from things. She then offered herself some good old advice. It's better to deal, heal, and then feel. Okay, cool. With all the drama surrounding Kanye, Kim says she's trying not to look at it so quote-unquote negatively. She promised not to carry every bad event in her life, vowing instead to learn from her experiences to make herself a better person. Okay, cool. Cool. All right. Nice. And yeah, sure. Moving right along. All right, so if you want to write into the show, send it into ask@thesolomonraypodcast.com. This week we have a an update. This was back in September of last year, so we do have an update from her. She writes, this was someone who, I'm trying to remember, was... had everything going with herself financially, just trying to figure out how to date in the right realm, people who were kind of like in her level and just kind of where, I believe, like, in her, like, I hate when people say like tax bracket, but that's not what I'm trying to say. But like in her, I'm drawing a blank, similar to her. Like, have their shit together. She has her shit together. Blah, 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 blah. All right. So she has an update for us. Solomon, I hope you read my update because I got a long flight coming up. And I would love to hear your thoughts on my update. I would have wrote back sooner, but I've been so busy and really in these streets since you replied. Oh, my God. So update. I went to New York, like you said, to find me my mans. I think it was around the time you were in Japan. It was a while ago. But anyways, got there. Got me a really cute Airbnb for 2 weeks, and wow, it was like their Dominican queen landed because them New York motherfuckers loved me. Girl, I had so many boyfriends that whole time, and all of them fine too. Bitch, I told you. What did I tell you? Y'all gotta start learning to listen to me. Anyways, she writes, ultimately, none of them were for me, though. I swear what I'm looking for is simple, but like, why am I always unsatisfied? I like them all as friends. They all understood my humor and sarcasm and could roll with it. I would definitely go back to chill, and I even met some of their family and never ended on a bad note with not one person, but a few things. The biggest thing was that all the New York men didn't seem serious. They was either too fine, and I knew that they just wanted to fuck, and maybe even fuck for a while, but nobody ever gave me the vibe that they wanted to seriously hold me down. Of course, they say that's what they want, but I can see through the bullshit. Smart. When you recently talked about your parents' love and your dad starting the car for your mom, I actually started crying. Oh my God, me too. Because that's actually what I mean when I say I want someone to hold me down. I want someone who's got me at the end of the day, when I'm happy, when I'm sad, and just supports me in the way money can't. And sometimes I think I will never have that because I've been blessed in so many other ways. It's like a curse that I'll never find love. I will always attract them fine, but toxic ass man. Side note, why are all these men these days thirsty wannabe influencers? Like, what the fuck? Where are the men at? Girl... Jesus. Everybody can't be no influencer, child. Everybody can't be on the internet. Why are you on the internet? You are a man. You want to be a girl so bad. Honestly, bitch, if you on the internet, you're gay. moving right along. Anyway, so I left New York. I didn't like it enough to want to move there at all. From what I paid, there was no amenities or anything. And it also dawned on me that my ass just packed up to the motherfucking ghetto in New York going... Wait. And it also dawned on me that my ass just packed up to the fucking ghetto in New York, going on dates, living alone and single. I'm alive, though. From there, I moved to Tampa area, and I loved it. Originally, I was just going to be there for the winter, but I've been here ever since and got a second property. I live in the more upscale area by the beach. The white gays literally run this shit all The white gays literally run this shit over here. So our restaurants are cute, streets are clean, and everything has a nice vibe. Imagine San Diego on a small scale. I'm very new and up and coming, but... Oh, it's very new and up and coming. But only 20 minutes away in the Black Hood and Puerto Rican, so I still get to critter away and be with my peoples. And my peoples here are from New York and New Jersey. Not too many native Floridians. Thank God, girl. Right. Side note, I know a lot of the New York girls are moving to Florida. So maybe Florida's not so bad, guys. Because Florida's a little weird. And, girl, that's where them, when I was telling y'all about them, that Cuban couple with them white babies now. Girl, they from Florida, child. And I was like, well, they were like, oh, we're Cuban. I said, well, kind of figure that. Well, we're from Florida. Figure that too. Anyways, move right along. probably good for nothing, but damn, wait. Thank God. I've recently found some new boyfriends, one Mexican and one Puerto Rican, but both brown skin, tattooed up to their necks, big shoulders, thick dick. Probably good for nothing, but damn, they are fine and sweethearts. I was also recently asked to be a beard for a closeted rich white gay man. Honestly, sounds like it could be amazing. He paid for my entire luxury spa weekend. Bitch, if there's anything gay men are going to do, we're going to pay for, like, we're going to be in the spa, bitch. Ah, bitch. Oh, that's funny. He paid for my entire luxury spa weekend. Girl, I want to be in a luxury spa so bad. Oh, I cannot wait. I can't do those things for the, like, another... What? I gotta wait till, like, November? Ugh. I really can't complain because it's really a small sacrifice. But damn, I kind of miss just... going to the spa, bitch, and just relaxing. I think that's why I'm also so stressed lately, because I don't have no real outlets to just fucking decompress. Like, bitch, when I tell you, I be really talking about, like, oh, yeah, I'm just... Bitch, I be really relaxing. Bitch, I be really basking, bitch. Anyways, he paid for my entire luxury spa weekend. A whole other story. Haha, wow. My life is actually really crazy. The thing I really need to know your opinion on is related to the gay couple making the blonde, blue, white babies. A friend of mine recently adopted a beautiful black baby girl with his fiance. My friend is very sweet and loving, but him and his fiance are both white men. Clueless about race. And although they are nice, they are certainly not in tune with black history, have no black family, and very few black friends. Lord, they have without a doubt been clear that getting a black baby was much easier than their quote unquote first choice white baby. Oh my God, not their words, but to me, this was implied just in saying it was easier to adopt a black baby. Also, days leading up to the adoption, they did express fear of adopting a black baby because they were concerned about what if the child became difficult and resentful as she got older. Not at all sure how that they related race to that. Looking back on it, I think they were trying to say some shit that they couldn't really say what they wanted to say in front of me. You know what I mean? It was honestly one of those moments I had to completely walk away because what I'm not hearing is I will never, quote, I will never know what it's like to be black, and I'm concerned how I will support my child when it comes to matters of race. But instead, blame a baby that's 6 months old. I really don't want to be like be like, here we go again with white people doing some shit, but this is insane. This should be illegal. As a Black woman, I feel so uncomfortable with them raising this little girl. I want to lay my words into them, but at the same time, I want to remain friends so I can keep an eye on what they are doing with this baby. Also, how can someone adopt a whole other race without having to take some sort of course on Black history? It feels, girl, Florida just fucking revised the school system on teaching Black history. Florida is so fucking backwards. But anyways, let's get back to this thing. I feel like a white couple looking to buy or adopt a Black baby is really giving me slave master vibes. I have so many feelings. Am I overreacting? Please give me your opinion on this. Solomon signed, still single, but getting digged down. Well, listen, still single and getting digged down. You know what's, well, what are my opinions on this? So my opinion varies because I am someone who is adopted. So I do advocate a lot for people when it comes to adoption. I think adoption is a great thing to do. And it offers people who are struggling to have, to be parents. It gives them another route to still be parents and be great parents, because these kids do deserve love and, you know, a great household. And oftentimes people who are adopting children, it's because they really, really want to be parents. And I think that's always, I think that's something you should always lead with. But I will say, like, I know that there is a dialogue of, like, white people or non-Black people shouldn't be adopting Black kids. And I don't want to say that. I'm not there yet. I don't think I buy into that. I think if you are going to adopt a child who's Black, and I'm just going to say Black because I'm not talking about, like, oh, you adopting an Asian baby, or I'm talking about Black, bitch. So I think you have to work on yourself and work on your internalized prejudices, your internalized racism, because if you're not Black, you have it. That's just a thing. And I know the girls don't want to hear that. I know the girls who are like, I'm not racist. Everybody who's, by default, you have that in you. So not saying you're a dick, you're not saying you're an asshole, but there are, like, ways people perceive things. There are responses, there are trigger responses. There's all sorts of, like, little subconscious things that people do that really are rooted in racism. And I think, I don't know what they got out there, child, but I don't know if they got a course. I don't know if they got, people, resources. I don't know, bitch, but you got to work through it. A therapist, something to figure out if you have any, no, because you do. Work out those things before being a child. I mean, before bringing home a child that's Black. I think you need to talk to your family. They need to be doing the same shit. And we need to be on the same accord. You can't let a lot of things slide. I don't want to say white people can't be parents to Black children. I don't want that. But if you are, these are the things I think you need to do. I think you need to check your white families and make sure that we on the same accord. And y'all don't be saying no crazy shit. Don't be getting out of line. And you need to hopefully have some goddamn Black friends or something. Because that girl can't be walking around with her hair looking crazy. For real, bitch. Because I saw this thing years. This is years ago. It was these two white gay dads, clearly in Florida, child. And they was doing their daughter's hair. They had like two boys and one girl, something like that. Cute little babies. And both of them, they're all Black. I think they were all like the same siblings or whatever. And he was over here doing her hair and he was like dipping the brush in water and stuff. And I'm like, girl, this is crazy. But like, you need to get somebody in there to do that child's hair. Or, and if not, then you need to be going to wherever the black neighborhoods is and talking to some stylists and some salons, and that baby girl needs to be there every Saturday. Okay? Because don't be letting that baby girl go to school with shit that's not fresh. Okay? Because that's going to be, it's really no shade, but she's going to get roasted. It's going to be, they're gonna be like, yeah, that's what you get for having them white-ass dads. She gonna be, you know what I'm saying? She gonna get roasted. I'm sure they'll probably put her in like a white ass school, so it's gonna be different. But it's like, don't let that child be around no black folks, because she is going to be roasted and toasted. Okay. As she should. No, I'm just kidding. No, because it's like, I feel like they need to just couple up with people who are black and ask, and just be honest and just be like, I need help with this. Like, what's a good way to approach this? Or like, I don't know, just, there's ways of doing it. I don't think it has to be too deep, but I think ultimately the parent needs to really address their internalized, you know, racism and maybe break some of that down. But then also you need some black friends as well. You know what I'm saying? They need to be able to see themselves within their community and their friends and their family. You know, somebody. They need to be like, okay, they need to see themselves. Yeah. And, you know, it's not just about like making sure you got, you know, black Barbie dolls in the house, but you got to have them things too. But it's like, you just, I don't know, bitch. It just sucks because it's like, there's so much more aspects of like black culture that, and I'm saying this as someone who's adopted into a black family, where me being half Mexican, I feel I don't have a lot of my Mexican identity because we just didn't grow up with shit like that. You know, like I grew up knowing what Soul Train was. I didn't watch novelas. You know what I'm saying? I knew what Christina was and all, you know, but we watched Oprah Winfrey. Bitch, you know what I'm saying? So like, we didn't watch them girls. We didn't watch, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have our own, like, you know, we have a Gabrielle Union and a Loretta Devine and like our comedians and like our whole, like, every aspect that, you know, Latin people have the same thing, and I'm not super familiar with, you know. And there's those nuances that I don't have that I kind of wish I did have a little bit of, that I think you'll always miss and you won't have by being adopted by someone who does not share the same ethnicity as you. So, yeah, girl. I don't know. I mean, I guess as long as she's, you know, in a stable household and there's love and there's finances, child, there's money. That's important, but hopefully they get some black friends. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe you could just be there for her too and be like, bitch, I'm taking her to the salon, bitch. That girl need to be in bubbles and barrettes, okay? She can't be in no grown hairstyles at a certain age. That's a little too grown. She needs to, because I know they're gonna be walking up in there and be like, oh, the little wash and set, bitch. No, she need to be in bubbles and barrettes. Okay. Shit, let me come over there. But yeah, keep me posted because this is really interesting. And don't wait another year to write back in, girl. And moving right along. Whoa. All right. So our next letter comes from Anonymous. Hi, Solomon. Girl, you have been stressing me out with the no eye cream and the late podcast. But I'm a down-ass bitch, so I had to understand work comes first, baby. So a while back, you gave advice to a girl who wrote in about her boyfriend that treated her well, but he didn't have money. Or made like a livable wage, but couldn't do for her what her rich ex did. Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted your thoughts on my situations. situation. I'm 30, Latina, and I'm pretty and smart. I make about $100,000 per year working a stressful full-time job in Texas, and I'm actively dating. So my ex, now friends with benefits, lay the pipe down, honey. He would be sweet, rub my feet, call me to check on... Bitch, I need somebody to rub my feet. Man, let me go book me a little fucking reflexology real quick. Hold on. Sorry, I'm doing this on the phone with you. No, because I feel like that's really what I need right now. A little fucking reflexology. There's a little Asian dude who I be going to. He be about to break my damn foot. But he be feeling good. Hold on. Where he at? Sorry, I'm about to get right back into your thing. I'm over here eating ice. This was just so unprofessional. Where the fuck? They take the thing off? They don't do this shit no more? Nuh-uh. Hold on. I'm gonna do this real quick. Hold on. Where the reflexology? Hold on. I'm really kind of spiraling. Okay, here it is. Bitch, not $65. It used to be $50. Oh, it used to be $50. Hold on, let me go into my email. I feel like I just saw him a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it was fucking $50. Them Negroes done fucking raise the price to $65. Fuck it. I ain't about to go. I'm going to keep my little $15. You got me fucked up, bitch. I'm not giving you an extra $15 for these damn pigs. Hold on. Am I recording? This is ghetto, bitch. Okay. Rub my feet, call me to check on me, etc. But he couldn't even pay for my nails or lashes. Now, I know what you said, that the girls are asking for nails, hair, lashes, money, and now that shouldn't be a deal breaker, but I get it. But for me, it's the principle. You get to walk into a room with a bitch like me on your arm. I can hold a conversation with your mother, the CEO of the company you work for, the mailman, and your daughter loves me. Like, come on. Least you can do getting up in this coochie is pay for my maintenance. I pay all my own bills, Solomon. Like, a man can't even pay for that. So anyways, I went on a few dates with a 30-year-old white man, Southern accent, which I low-key like. Girl, sound racist to me, but that's fine. And he has deep self-made pockets, okay? And he was taking me out to dinner, spending about $600 to $1,000 per dinner. God damn. Three dinners, then he ghosted me for a month. I was so infatuated by his mannerisms, and he was such a gentleman at dinner, girl. So traditional by getting the door, my chair, my coat, standing when I get up to go to the ladies' room, and standing back up before I sit down, ordering me a whole bottle when the wine I wanted wasn't served by the glass. Okay, this man wasn't even that good looking, just raised right and with the cash, but he wasn't spending it on me, just on the dinners. And then the motherfucker ghosted me. We never slept together, just kissed, and that was that. Okay, so I can't figure out if I'm the girl that needs emotional support, aka my ex, in which case I have to always work to provide for myself and quote unquote build with him. On the other hand, I don't want to look back and regret wasting what's left of my youth when I could have, quote unquote, married up, because I meet lots of men who have their shit together and take me to nice places, but they're boring. I wish I didn't care about the sex too. Solomon, please just help me adopt your logic where sex is cool, but I need to get my mind straight and choose a man for other reasons. Also, please let me know what you think about the money, because my ex is a great man and a great father, but when I tell you he's low-key broke, like he can pay his bills, but he really can't even take me out, girl. Thank you so much. Love you, and wishing you so much luck on your journey to becoming a father. Thank you. Here's me. Oh, you are pretty. Oh, you got some big old titties too. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that, but you do. Work. Okay, you're pretty and you have really big eyes. The thing is, I think if I could just change one thing about myself now, besides having like a lower facelift and losing about like 10 more pounds, I wish my eyes were bigger. Yeah. Okay, rich man versus poor man. The same old, you know, old debate or whatever. Well, I think you went on, you said you went on 3 dates. Hold on. He was taking me out. Yeah, 3 dinner dates. And then he ghosted me. Well, I'll be honest. He probably ghosted you because you didn't have sex. I mean, I'm probably not something you want to hear, but like, girl, if I'm spending $1,000, just tell me, I'll rather pay for it. Cause if I can't be, I ain't got no $1,000 dinner money, child. And I get it. That's what people be doing and stuff. But after I done $1,000, bitch, first of all, I'm not doing $1,000 dinner, period. Okay, I'm not. I'm doing a $400 max dinner. But if after 3 dinners, but see, it's so weird because I just don't know how straight men do it. Because I would lose interest. I really would. I'd be like, girl, just sell it to me. You know what I'm saying? But also, like, for me, I would imagine, like, I think I would kind of want to have sex relatively soon. Even if I like them and there's a connection. Because I kind of want to just... I feel like... But also, I'm thinking in the gay sense to where if we don't have sex relatively soon, we're going to be friend-zoned very quickly. And I think by that 3rd date, I know some people are different. I know some people are like waiting months and stuff like that. I don't know. I feel like 3 dates. Now, if he was taking you to Applebee's, it's like, girl, boo. But if it's like, you know, $600,000 per dinner, I don't know, girl. I think he was like, girl, I'm over it. No shade. I feel like he probably was over it. Because if y'all was only kissing, I need to touch a titty or something. That sounds so predatory. Oh my God, I'm sorry. But like, I need to do something, like just nothing, like just a little kiss. And I'm already $3,000 deep. Like, that's crazy. And I get it. It's not about like the money situation. I don't know. I feel, and clearly before anybody kind of comes for my fucking neck, I'm definitely not saying, bitch, go have sex. I'm not. Because I definitely don't want nobody coming at me. And I don't want these podcasts being dug up 10 years later and being like, Solomon was telling the girls to have sex. Yeah, I think honestly the reason why he ghosted you just up front is because after a while he was probably like, girl, move right along. When it comes to your other guy who doesn't have a lot of money, I know I said this before, but... So I think with the other guy who does have money and is a gentleman, I mean, I would also just let you know, like, just be aware that, like, they are trying to put their best foot forward, you know what I'm saying, paying for $1,000 dinners, you know what I'm saying? So he's showing you his best of who he is, and that's great, but I don't think it's a great precursor. I mean, I don't think it's, like, a great thing to go off of until you kind of, like, come out of some of those formal settings. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, 3 dinners at $1,000 each. All right. Next place, let's go painting. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to an art exhibit and then have, or like, let's do like a light lunch, you know, on like a summer Friday and then go to an art exhibit or something like that. Something that's not so like dinner. And bitch, I love dinners. But let's do something like that. Like, I'm even down for like, bitch, let's go to fucking Six Flags or like, you know, something fun, Mario Land or I don't know. Like something that's not so formal because then I get to see who you are, how you act. You know what I'm saying? So I think you can definitely build something with somebody like that and learn to like, I mean, not learn to like them, but like, you know, grow fond of them. So I don't think that there's anything wrong with wanting to be with a man who has a lot of money and, you know, treats you right and is a Southern gentleman. Fantastic. But I will say the other guy, I don't know. I think for me, I've just changed on what I would want in life. And I'm sure it's easy for me to say this, but I just don't think I care about money the way I did before. And a lot of my happiness is derived around places and things and people that don't have, like, not saying people who ain't got no money, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, things that are not required expensive things to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoy just having, just hanging out with the house with my friends, or just being on the phone with my friends, or just doing normal shit, just sitting up at the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't revolve around who has what money, and are we going on these expensive trips, and, like, just money to me doesn't mean a lot like it used to. Now, don't get me wrong now. I do like money, and I like what money can do. And I like what it can afford, you know, but I think basing my decisions on what type of people who are in my life and are allowed in my life, and people who have who are allowed access to me, it's not based off of money and what they can provide. And I get it. Like, it's like, yeah, you should want to break me off a little coinisha to get my toes done. You know what I'm saying, bitch? I want the little extra little sparkle, bitch. And now they charge you more for the little sparkle. So I want you to be able to make sure I put the sparkle on the toe. So I get it. But I think maybe what I'm saying is, you're still justified with that because, yes, he should break you off a little something, something, of course. But I would also think, first off, I would still date that guy, you know, the guy who has all the coinishas. But the other guy, I would kind of look at it as, I don't know, I think being around people that make you feel good. And I know I say this all the time, but money really does come and go, bro. Like, it really does. And I don't remember it. That's the crazy thing about money. I don't remember it. It's here today, gone tomorrow. I don't remember my money. I don't remember spending it. I remember how I felt with good people. I remember the memories. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of my best memories, me and Serena were just sitting up till the wee hours the other day talking. And it was all these memories, like, we had that were just hysterical. And it didn't revolve money. In fact, it was most of the time we was broke. And I mean Baruch, bitch. Baruch. Like, really just down and out, bitch. Like, down and out, honey. So, I don't know. Like, it's about how people make you feel. Like, how I feel safe with someone. You know, and how I feel safe, not just physically, but, like, emotionally safe. I feel safe to have my loved ones around them. I don't know. I just, that means more to me than money. And it's, you know, I used to think years ago, like, oh, I, you know, money's going to solve this. And, you know, I just want somebody who has a lot of money. And it's like, now I'm so far removed from that. I just don't think I care. And I'm sure it's going to be like, oh, well, you know, you have your own money, you make money, so it's easier for you to say that. Of course, yeah, duh. But I think just getting older and with the way my life is changing, it's like, I don't know. Money seems like the easiest thing to solve for me. Like, it's the easiest, like, hurdle. Getting people to care for you, getting people to show up for you, that's something literally money can't buy. And people's character and their, like, how they care about people. And I will say this, child. Actually, I shouldn't say this because I don't know who's listening. But I will say this. This is what I will fucking say. Because I can only say it based off of my experiences. Coming from a Black background and a Latin background, the way we care for each other and community and the way we look out for each other, I don't always see that with other people in their communities. So, I don't know, like, that means a lot to me. Like, I want that feeling, you know, people, how people view family, how they view love, and, You know what I'm saying? It's not always a quantifiable thing with us. It's not just about this is how we measure it. And if you get out of line, then I'll cut you off and you'll never, you know what I'm saying? It's not saying we don't get like that, but we're a lot more like, I think, gushy and lovey than I think some other people. So I don't know, girl. I wish I could give you an answer, but I would say still date that man, Southern Hospitality, see what he's up to, you know? And, but I would say if you're going to go back and dating him or somebody like that, try to get out of some of those formal settings. Definitely, you know, wine and dine me, impress me, blah, 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 blah. But I want to see how you are in those informal settings. I want to see how you are when you're around kids. I want to see how you are, you know, in a museum or, you know, during the daytime at an amusement park or like just fun shit. Like, are you fun? Are you fun, bitch? Are you going to make me laugh? So I would do that, but then I would also think about the other guy of, he may not have a lot of money, but there's aspects that, and or characteristics about him that literally money cannot buy. And I think just with time, you kind of realize those things, like money can't buy people class. Come on, Luann. But you know what I'm saying? Like people can't buy those things. And so I would just keep an open mind on both ends, but yes, keep us posted and moving right along. All right, so moving right along. I don't really have any beef this week just because I haven't really done anything. I've just been working and sleeping, and eating when I remember to eat, which I should have just went ahead and ordered that damn Panera. Child, let me just do this fucking Panera right now and order it while I'm on the phone with y'all, while it's fresh in my mind. Okay, let me just see. What am I going to order? Zero delivery fee. Of course, bitch. Delivered right now. ASAP. Rocky. All right. I think I want a sandwich. Or do I want a salad? That pick two thing don't mean nothing. I hate when it's be like, oh, you can pick two, half a salad and a half a sandwich. Bitch, I want a whole salad and a whole sandwich, bitch. What do I look like eating this small ass teeny ass salad and this small ass teeny ass slice of fucking of a sandwich, bitch? I want the whole shebang, bitch. I don't want no toasted baguette sandwich because I don't want to scrape the roof of my tongue. So I like the toasted Frontega chicken sandwich from them, but I'm kind of also in the mood for the bacon turkey Bravo. They recently changed their bread and they started slicing the bread thinner for the bacon turkey Bravo sandwich, which really pissed me off because a thick slice of bread for this was divine. Because let me tell you, it would have like little crunchies on the bread. I'm just getting really, let me just go ahead and they put like cheese Gouda, I mean smoked Gouda in it, bitch. Okay, $16. Hold on. Wow. $16.99 for the salad. I mean for the sandwich. God damn. All right. Well, maybe I will do one more thing. Do I want this? I think this is all I really need. I could use I'm not really on the damn phone with y'all ordering food. This is so unprofessional. Strawberry poppy seed salad. Bitch, I don't want that nasty shit. I tried the Southwest Caesar salad with chicken recently, thinking it was going to be divine, and it's not. It was really disgusting, but I wouldn't mind like a Caesar salad. And I'm not really a Caesar salad girl either. I really like their citrus Asian crunch salad. But I'm kind of tempted to click on this Caesar salad with chicken. $16.99 for a whole. Well, bitch, how much is the half? The half is $12.39. Well, damn, bitch, maybe I should just get the whole. What should I do? Should I do the half or the whole? I should do the whole because I'll probably eat. You know what? I'll do the whole because I'll eat the whole when I come back from the gym today. Bitch, I even motherfucking make it, bitch. I'm struggling. Okay, I'm going to do that and I'm going to get my little juice. Where my little juice at? Go to recent favorites. Oh, no, it's unavailable. I know it ain't. Oh, here it is. the strawberry lemon mint with guarana and caffeine. Let me add that to my order. And I need the big one, bitch. I need the 30 ounce because, bitch, I'm tired. I'm going to mix that with a little Celsius and like a scoop of pre-workout. Make it a sweet deal. A oatmeal raisin cookie. Bitch, that's nasty. I don't like no oatmeal raisin cookie. Okay. So I got my bacon turkey Bravo sandwich with chips. Do I want the chips or an apple? Bitch, I ain't going to eat that apple. Caesar salad with chicken. Okay. And I got my free juice, my strawberry lemon mint with large. All right. Let me see. I got my discount. Okay. Let me add my little free delivery. Okay. All right. Yes, I need my utensils. Because they, like, girl, they be really sending off food with no fucking fork. It's a salad, ho. Like, it's not a fucking sandwich. Round up and donate some. Nope. I ain't donating shit. Somebody need to donate to me. Help protect our planet. No, bitch. Bitch, I don't even really want to be. Look at this shit. Already $39. Well, now with the discounts, it's $34.36. Okay. Okay, put that on a tip. I'm going to put a 10% tip, bitch. She said 15%, bitch. You're going to get 10. I'm sorry. Don't eat me up, y'all. Don't eat me up. I know you're going to be like, you cheapskate. Yes. Let me pay my little Apple Pay. Click this in. Is this the card I want to use? Yes. All right. $38.32. I don't think that's not too bad. I can handle that. At least I got the juice for free. Processing your thing. All right. So it will be here in 30 minutes. All right. I ain't got no beef because I ain't really been doing anything. I feel like I might have a little bit of beef, but I can't really remember. My brain is so foggy lately. I can't wait to just get back to normal again, bitch. Honestly, I really can't wait to just explain and share what I'm going through because I feel like constantly talking about these things and not being forthcoming, I'm sure y'all be like, bitch, don't, if you ain't gonna say it, don't say it at all, bitch. And I get it. Honestly, I get it because I hate when people be talking in code. But do I have any final thoughts? Honestly, my final thoughts is just, so the other day I was dropping off orders and then I dropped some stuff off at USPS. Then I had to drop the international orders off at the, at UPS. And I was just doing a bunch of shit. I talked to my mortgage lender, talked to my accountant, I talked to this other bitch and this other bitch and this medical coordinator person. And then I was just like, you know, just on 1,000. And then I just got into my car and getting ready to pull out and I just started crying. And nothing crazy, nothing like a breakdown, bitch. I wasn't having like a mental breakdown. I was just like crying because I was just tired. But then it was just like, I just felt like I was stretched too thin and I was just trying to do too much at once. And I just felt like this immense pressure of like, you have to perform, you have to like be perfect, you have to make sure everything's perfect, you know, with your business, with yourself, with your health, everything needs to be perfect, 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 perfect. And that's just not the case in life. It's just impossible. But I'm kind of just wanted to share that with you guys because, you know, posting things, it could be easy for people to perceive like life for this person is just really easy. And I'm not getting up on this mic talking about my life is hard because it's really fucking not. Let's just be honest, bitch. All the stressors that I have in my life at this moment are self-made. They are self-made. I'm doing this shit to myself. It is not nobody else being like, bitch, it's literally me. It's me. I am the problem, bitch. I am literally the problem. So I'm not going to get up on this mic and talk about some, oh, girl, life is hard. And, you know, I'm really, you know, struggling. I'm not. But I just want to share that with you guys to be like, bitch. People, I think just anybody can just feel overwhelmed. And I did a couple of days ago. And bitch, I shed like a couple tears and just got back on the road. I was like, bitch, we got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? I got my head back in the game. But I just want to share that with you guys because I think there's always like this weird pressure of like, oh, I need to be a millionaire by the time I'm 30, or I need to own a yacht, or I need to own this big ass mansion. And I'm seeing people online and they're doing all these things and I'm just a fucking loser. And it's like, and people be just fucking overwhelmed and overworked. And I just want you to know that that is not always the case. And just give yourself grace. You can only take one step at a time. And that's all you do. You just got to take one day at a time. And I think for me, as a Capricorn, I'm someone who's just, I'm never in today. I'm never in today. I'm never in next week. I'm never in next month. Bitch, I'm in 40 years from now. That's where I'm at. That's what I'm planning. I'm planning shit from 40 years from now. That's where my mind is right now. And I just feel like there's this long trajectory of like, how do I get there? And then even today, I had to tell myself and calm myself down. I'm like, bitch, you just got to get through the day. And then tomorrow will be another day. And then the next day. And then the next day. And that's it. You do not have control over time. You don't have control over what other bitches is doing. You don't got control over shit. You can only control yourself. Breathe. Take a moment to yourself. You know, if that means, like, I was doing orders the other day and I was like, bitch, I just need like 30 minutes. So I went upstairs and I just laid up on the bed. And I was like, you know what? And that got me my head back in the game. And it's just about taking things one day at a time, one step at a time. Sometimes you can't do everything at once, and that's fine. Sometimes, you know, you might feel like a loser. I mean, I know I'm not a loser, but it's definitely not a good feeling to be like, damn, I might have to push back the purchase of my home for another year. That's not a good feeling for me. I feel like I lost. I feel like I, you know, I failed, or I just, you know, I'm, something's wrong. And you know, I beat myself up and it's like, bitch, people do this all the time. My dad says this thing to me all the time. He's like, a goal, bitch, he say it all the time and I can't remember it, but it's basically something about like a goal is just some shit you want to do with a temporary timeline or an adjustable timeline. And he was like, sometimes you just got to adjust the timeline. You know, sometimes you got to put the timeline and move it a little further or readjust it and reassess it. But the goal is still there. It doesn't mean you're a loser. It doesn't mean you failed. The goal is still, you're still in the game. You know what I'm saying? You're still in the game. It's just, it's different now. You thought it was going to be a little easier. And right now it's a little rocky, but you're still in the game. And that's all that fucking matters, is that you're still in the goddamn game. And that's it. You don't throw in the towel. You might need to be benched for a little bit, bitch. And you might need to just get that little Gatorade, that orange Gatorade cooler, bitch, and drink some juice and calm down and get one of them little portable fans that everybody walking around here with and just take a breather. But the important thing is you stay in the game and you don't let other outside forces penetrate that. Meaning, yeah, I felt like a loser thinking, damn, I'm going to have to just not be in my house. I'm going to have to probably rent a house for a year. And I'm going to feel like a loser paying somebody else's rent. This is not what I wanted for my life. But it's not a bad thing. And then even right now, just some of like the, not health issues, but like just the, like this, just how my body's functioning. And then it's like, bitch, this is okay. Like, you're not the first person to do this. You're not the first person to go through this. Calm down. You're okay. You're not a loser. You're not inadequate. Your body's not broken. Your finances ain't bad. Like, you know, it's, you're putting in, I was putting in my head, like, this is, everything needs to be perfect. And that's just not the reality of life. But the thing is, even with all that, don't compare yourself, but you keep your head in the game. You take some time to refocus. You figure your shit out. Cry if you fucking need to. Pull over in the parking lot. Cry. Let it out. And then you be a gangster with it and move on. So I just wanted to share that with you, that not everybody's perfect. My shit ain't always right, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got everything right, bitch. It ain't always perfect over here. So I'm sure you probably be like, bitch, it ain't perfect over my... Well, it ain't perfect over here either, girl. So we both losers. No, I'm just kidding. Just fucking with you. But yes, keep your head in the game. Take some time for yourself. Be easy on yourself. But don't fall out of that game. Stay in it. And that's really all I wanted to share with you guys. I'm about to go eat this motherfucking Panera child and hopefully get to this gym. Oh, Jesus. I'm pushing myself because apparently working out and just being healthy helps too. So I'm like, bitch, let me just go ahead and just do. Bitch, I don't even got no energy for no damn gym, bitch. When I tell you, I'm about to go spend that little fucking extra little $15 to get my feet rubbed, damn it. Shit. Can't believe he didn't charge $65 to rub these damn pigs. That's too much. No, friends, honestly, that's a little too much. $65 to rub these damn pigs. And I'm supposed to tip you because I do tip. You know, I feel like you should tip for stuff like delivery people, when you out in the restaurants, you know what I'm saying? If you get services done, tip them. Now, bitch, if I'm going to fucking Jamba Juice and ordering something off the menu, I ain't tipping you always. I might throw you an extra dollar once a week, but I ain't giving you a dollar every time I go up in that motherfucker. But yeah, I just feel like $65 to rub my feet is crazy. Bitch, you better go suck these toes too. Just kidding. Yeah, because it's like, if I give him $65, what's a little 20% of $65? What is that? It's not much. Hold on, let me see. $65, 20%. And my brain's not working, so don't zoom me, bitch. Don't zoom me. $13. Okay, so it's only $13, but who carrying around $13? You either give them $15 if you got a 10 and a 5, or you just give them $20. So damn, rubbing my feet is gonna be $85 today. And bitch, I'm about to pay it because I'm stressed. Oh, Jesus. All right, well, it was good to get up on this mic and talk to you because, bitch, I wasn't about to. I mean, I was, but here's the thing. I always feel better after doing the show. I always feel like a little bit more recalibrated. I feel better. Honestly, sometimes it's be my therapy sessions, bitch. It really do be just getting some shit off my shoulders. You know, and just getting shit off my chest. And it don't really be much of anything that be bothering me. And yet, I still be spiraling. Anyways, that's really it. Again, this weekend, there is a sale on SolrayBeauty.com. Buy any one item, get the second item half off. So there's no discount codes needed. It's just an automatic discount. Buy one item, get the second half off. But also, I'm sure y'all know this, but it would be whatever the cheaper item is. That's just how the system works. Aside from that, so go to SolrayBeauty.com to place your orders. And aside from that, see you guys next week and take care of yourself and each other. Bye.